Blog Talk Radio.
Your life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on today. Yes, it is. This segment is about real talk, real life, no holds barred discussion about financial pitfalls that you may find yourself in, economic decisions that you need to fix. Or if you just have something that you just did not like, whether it's politics, the economy, your family, it doesn't matter, your coworkers, your job, this night is all about you and how you can get your rant and rave on. If there is something that you don't like, we want to hear about it. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. But before we do anything, we must take care of our little business, do a little housekeeping, and play our disclaimer. So we'll see you right after this.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and as I said before, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time for you to get your rant and rave on. If there is something that has got your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch, we want to hear about it. It doesn't matter what the subject is about. It could be about social economics. It could be about politics. It can be about your job, your relatives. This is the show that's all about audience choice. It's time to get your rant and rave on. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You can also join us in the chat room. We will be happy to take your rant and rave there, as well as Twitter. That's Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. So we want to hear from you. I'm going to give the phone number one more time, and that is area code 347-884-9343. Area code 347-884-9343. We have got some things to talk about this evening. I have received some emails earlier today from my listening audience, and they had some concerns that they had their rant and rave that they wanted to talk about. So I'm going to go through a couple of these, and then I'm going to take some phone calls. One of our listeners wants to know what to do about their trifling begging relatives. So if you happen to have a trifling begging relatives, every time you turn around, they always got their hand out, giving you some sad sob story, and always begging for something, then this person can definitely relate to you. What do we do about our trifling begging relatives? That's one of the subjects. We got another email, and they wanted to know what to do about people who do not pay their child support, and why do these absentee parents think that if they give a child $50 that they're moving a mountain? Amen to that. So if you want to talk about those two things, or you have your own rant and rave, then I want to hear from you. But let's try to see if we can solve these two issues that we have on this table right now. Area code 347-884-9343 if you'd like to answer those questions. Again, that's area code 347-884-9343, or you can actually join me in the chat room. I want to hear from you. What is your rant and rave? If you got something that has really made you upset today, I want to hear about it. Or if you got some answers that you would like to help our other audience members, one, they want to know, what do you do about your trifling begging relatives? And the other question was, what to do about people who do not pay their child support, and why these absentee parents think they're moving a mountain if they give a child $50, like that's supposed to really do something. You can give me a chance to get into the chat room. I'll join you there and be happy to take your comment and or question. Or you can actually join me live on air. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. And I'm going to open up the line to area code 312. How are you this evening?
I am having this and tick the heck off.
Okay, well, repeat that. You kind of chopped up on me for a second. So what did you say?
I said I'm fantabulous and ticked the heck off.
Okay, well, what has got your knickers in a knot?
Well, let me explain. Why, I know this is a wonderful age of technology, and I'm happy for it, but we have lost all common etiquette sense. People, emails, and text messages. Be careful how you write them. Pick up the phone and do it the old-fashioned way that says, hi, how are you doing? And, you know, what's going on? And solve the problem with picking up the phone. Do not send ignorant, trifling, stupid messages that can be misunderstood by the tone of which you write them. I don't know. Nobody knows what you are thinking. It's going on in your head. Your head. We can only go by what you wrote. Please try to write in correct sentences. If not, take an English class. It's okay.
Well, I do understand that I have received a lot of text messages as well as emails where you go, what the? Yeah. Beep.
Yeah.
So, I do understand what you are saying, and sometimes it could be, you know, what happens when you do not have that human element added to the, you know, added to the situation, what you write can be interpreted in so many different ways, and you really do not want it to come off the wrong way. So you really need to take some time out and maybe pick up a phone so that you can communicate what it is that you want to say the way that you want to say it and not allow someone else to have their own interpretation. So I agree with you on that rant and rave, and thank you for sharing that one. But I would like to know whether or not you would like to give a stab at what our listening audience emailed us. And the question is, what do you do about those trifling, begging relatives?
I would say give them a list of jobs. Yeah, I would say, and every family has it, so the please don't pretend like you or everybody's that uppity or whatever. Not every family's got the begging relatives. You can give them a listing of jobs. You can take them to the job interview to fill out the application. It's not going to work. Close your pocket book. Sit on your wallet or put it in your breast pocket. No more funds. If you insist on borrowing money, you must work for it. If I give you 50, you need to cut my grass or something for me before I give you this money, because everything in life, good things in life, are not free all the time. Maybe if I put you to work, you won't come see me, because the first thing you're going, don't borrow no money from her, because every time you do, she got to put you to work before she give it to you. You're right.
Well, we have someone in the chat room, and they said that for your trifling, begging relatives, you should change your number and don't give them the new information. I agree with you on that.
They'll find you. They will. I'm telling you. They're like a bad penny. They will and smell the garbage. They'll always find you.
Well, here, if you just joined me, this is Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. And it is time for you to get your rant and rave on. We want to hear from you. If there's something that you dislike, whether it's politics, the economy, your job, your relatives, it doesn't matter. It's all about what's bugging you, what has got your knickers in a notch and your panties in a bunch. We want to hear about it. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. It can even be about social economic issues that's happening in your community. We want to know and we want to hear from you. It could be something on the news. It doesn't matter. I'm going to take area code 815. Thank you for joining me this evening. What is your rant or rave?
Good evening, Diamond, and how are you this evening?
I am doing great, but I do have my own rant and rave, but I'm letting everybody have the stage first before I go on my rant. So
okay,
what's your
I have
rant
a rant. Huh? Oh, hello. Yes. Hello?
What's your rant this evening?
Okay, well, first of all, I would like to respond to the problem of the big and relatives.
Yes.
When they call, they come by, I'm sorry, but I really do not have it. Simple as that. The economy has caught me. I'm really sorry. I do not have it. Now, as far as the people that don't pay the child support, there are agencies that cover that, and I believe there have agencies that cover that, and legal action can be taken against these people, but in order to get this working, I understand it, you have to say stay on the backs of these people that control it, which means if there is an office that you go to, a person that you speak to, move in with that person. Ride the heck out of them. Every time they turn around, hey, he is not paying for his child. And every time he turns around, you're there. Eventually, they're going to get tired of you, and they're going to take some kind of action. They're going to make that guy either pay or go to jail. They're not going to just go to sleep on you. But if every other once in a while you're there crying the blues, they're not going to do anything.
I agree with you on that one, too.
Okay, and now for my rant.
Okay, what is your rant?
Okay, I am madder than heck at women that use sex as a weapon against men. And these stupid men that crap.
All right, so
here's the thing.
Repeat that one more time so that we can clearly understand what your rant is.
My rant is I am angry at the idea of these women that use sex as a weapon against men, and the stupid men, I'm angry at them too, who just fall into the trap like a bunch of idiots. Here is the thing. Here's a couple of scenarios for you. Number one, atypical conversation between a man and a woman, namely Mary and John. Mary says to John, I do realize that you are a man and you have your needs. Now, if you can win my heart, that is, if you can make me fall in love with you, I will give you my body. Right away, John starts jumping through hoops. This idiot is not even, he doesn't even stop to think, am I the only one that has a need here? It's just like somebody's coming up and saying, hey, look, I'm going to give you some free crack. Hey, you look like a person. You ever try crack? No, I never tried it. Well, hey, I'm going to give this to you for free. Then they get you hooked and they're riding you in the barn. Well, hey, let's get real here. Either that's number one scenario. Number two, Mary tells John, hey, I'm a good Christian woman, and I don't believe in sex outside of marriage. So if we get married, you can get all this. Yeah, he's going to be getting all that for a good 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks if he's lucky. And then all of a sudden, she's got headaches. She's got stomach aches. Her back hurts. Her shoulder hurts. She's got a stabbing pain in her leg. Hey, fellas, get real. Now, hey, it's not the woman's fault. It's society, culture, or either the stupid man's fault. Hey, fellas, wake up. A man will be talking to a woman, having getting-to-know-you conversation, and she will say to him, hey, look, I do not believe I've never believed in laying down with every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along. As a matter of fact, I haven't had sex in 8 years. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. My sister got married in 2000, and my cousin had her baby in, wait a minute. It's almost 10 years. It's pretty close to 10 and a half. Now, here's a woman, she don't even remember the last time she had sex. But yet and still, this stupid man, all of a sudden, he's thinking that, oh, boy, 8 years, 10 years, been a long time for her. She should be hot to trot, ready for Freddie. And she's ready for Freddie, she should be ready for me. So he's off to the races. He's not stopping to think that to question her further on this. You know, like just some simple questioning. Hey, are you saying to me that you have not had sex and you're saying 10, maybe 11, you're not sure, 10 and a half years, something like that. Are you saying that you have not done anything, no partner sex, no masturbation, no nothing in 10, 12 years. Yes, that is true. Now, if he's thinking to himself, well, hey, if she's been doing without that long, she don't want to do anything. Hey, now let's get real. Fellas, wake up. Stop, well, stop this beating yourself over the head for nothing. You're being played. And what makes it so bad, these women are playing themselves. The players are even being played. Everybody's being played.
Well, hold on one second. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is all about getting your rant and rave on. It is time for you to get your rant and rave on. And I would like for you to join us in the conversation. We can talk about anything that's got your knickers in a knot. It could be about the economy. It could be about politics. It could be about your job. It could be about your trifling relatives, friends, or whatever your rant is. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join me in the chat room as well as Facebook at Secure Your Life or Twitter at Secure Your Life. We're taking your tweets as well. Well, we have a really good rant from our chat room, and their rant is trifling men who think that women are supposed to just give it up real easy, do not court them, do not have any respect for them, and don't want to do any work to get it. So that is their rant from the chat room. I can understand that. Definitely can understand that. Whatever happened to the courtship? You know, that's what I want to know.
Okay,
whatever
happened
to
the courtship? It has been lost. The women don't know how to flirt, and the men do not know how to court.
Well, and that's true.
Amen.
That is true. And I think what has happened here, and I have gotten to a conversation, which was another rant that another audience member actually emailed me about, and we talked about this in the chat room privately, was what the heck has gone on where these guys think that the women are supposed to prove themselves to the guy instead of the other way around. I mean, what happened to where the guy is supposed to be the suitor and going and actually saying, hey, I have established myself, I'm well educated, I have a great job, I make X number of dollars, I can afford to take care of a family, I'm looking to, you know, to share my life with someone, have a family, take care of a house, and what so have you. And this is what I have to, as a provider, a protector, and a leader. Whatever happened to those days when the guy has to be the suitor and show himself worthy to date her or even take her as a wife? Whatever happened to that? When did women have to be the ones to prove ourselves worthy to the guy to take care of him?
Diamond, you know where that came from?
Where did that come from?
Okay, here's the thing. Single parenting, boy's been raised by their mother without a father. He's been pimping off his mother, now he's out looking for some other female to pimp off of. His mother never made him feel that he should stand up for the household. She never put him in a position where she said, okay, let's say he's the oldest boy, and he got girls in the family. His mother never says, hey, Junior, look, you're the only man I got here. I need you to help me with your sisters. I need you to help me watch out for them. He's never been put in that position. It's because the mother, she's by herself. She don't know anything about boys. She knows about girls. She can deal with the girls. But as soon as that boy gets old enough to go out from in front of the house, she's glad he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful when he comes back in one piece or that the police don't bring him back. But he is glad, she's glad that he's not underfoot anymore. But the boy does not learn how, he don't know how to, he's never learned how to be a man. And he learns about being a man from watching TV because his mother is no part of a man, so he can't get that from her. And what kind of men do you see on TV? Pimps and players, pretty boys that come around and women are tripping all over them because they think they're cute. Let's get real.
You know what? You are right about that. Let's try to get some other people to join us in the conversation. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. We have various topics going on. Well, we want to know what has gotten your knickers in a knot, whether it's politics, the economy, your job, your trifling relatives, or any of those things, or you just have something else that you just want to get off of your chest. We want to hear about it. It could be social economics, what's going on in your community. I want to hear about it. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join us in the chat room as well as Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. We'll be happy to take your tweets as well. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on in our chat room. But here's one. Let me take another email that has come in. And maybe you all can help us with this particular subject. What do you do about stupid people who believe everything that they see or hear on television?
Oh, boy.
If they start on television, they're lost.
Believe me, Diamond, they're lost.
I agree with Ron. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's a prime example. You're already you allow other people and everybody else. You're already fair weather to begin with, and you're led so easily. Just give them a sheet, pull it over the head.
I'm here. What is your statement?
People like that are like racist white people. Racist white people are of the opinion that the only thing a person needs to be a person of quality is to have white skin. And there's no way in the world a person of color can be anywhere near a person that has white skin. And you can't do anything. No matter what happens or who they see a black person doing or how they see a black person progressing, and I'm not saying that just because we have a black president, they can see a black person that lives right down the street from them, and they know this person, and they know this person is prospering and doing well for him or herself. As a matter of fact, that person could be doing well, so well that they know and they are aware of this fact. This person could be doing better than most of the white people this person has ever even met in person, but they still are not going to give him any credit for it because he's black or she's black.
Well, and that is a big issue. You know, unfortunately, I think we have been blinded. Or people who follow those philosophies of racism have been blinded by their ignorance, that they don't understand that the world is basically too small for that foolishness. It really is way too small, with technology being as such. And then you have people that are well-educated and well-learned now, that there is no time for that kind of foolishness. You can't hold back progression. You really can't. And those things really need to change, and people have to come to the understanding that with, you know, times of change, you need to get over yourself and all of this thing of thinking that you're superior because just based on your race is a bunch of garbage, and they really need to get over it. But if you just joined us, we want to hear from you. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. And it's time to get your rant and rave on. So if you have something that has gotten your knickers in a notch and you would like to get it off your chest, we'd like to hear about it from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I just received someone that was on Facebook. They said, their rant and rave is about what's going on at the, what the hell is going on with this gas prices, and how come it seems as if somebody is just flipping a coin and telling us that the gas is going up because of the uproar in the Middle East or some unsettling someplace else in the world that has absolutely nothing to do with the supply and demand. We do not have a gas shortage. Why are the prices going up? And that's their rant, that they're ranting about the reason why gas is so high. If that's your rant, tell me, is that your rant too? Are you having problems at the pump? I don't appreciate the fact that someone can arbitrarily flip a coin basically and tell us, the analysts are basically telling us that the gas prices have to go up because basically they said so. And they are reaching record profits. Not just, I mean, not yearly, not even quarterly. I mean, it's like almost weekly record profits on what the gas prices are going. And this is just crazy.
Yeah, well, what they're doing, they're just taking advantage of the situation because here's the thing. The government can only go so far without, say, looking like they're turning communists or something. But eventually, if they keep going like they're going, the government is going to have to step in and say, hey, stop, cut the crap. We're going to put the clamps on you clowns. From now on, gas is going to be $1.50 tops a gallon. If you don't like it, hey, we're going to cut you off. We're going to take your companies away from you.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's completely asinine
They cannot legally do that, but they need some kind of law. They can pass any kind of law they want to, and they need a law that governs that.
And before this weekend, they're saying that the gas prices are going to be $5 by the weekend. So that means that by Memorial Day, which means that's the biggest time, that's when travel and summer has started, by Memorial Day, can you imagine how much gas is going to cost by that time? And then the next holiday will be the 4th of July. So can you imagine exactly how much gas is going to cost us over the summer? And you know that as gas prices increase, so does every other good and services, because we need transport in order to get our food and everything else that comes in, all the commodities that we use, all of those things have to be shipped to us, or actually someone is driving, the trucks are driving it. So no matter what happens, we're caught between a rock and a hard place as far as the trickle-down effect, or should I say the domino effect, of what's going on with these crazy gas prices.
The utilities are asking for a raise, too, now.
Yes, they are.
And if things are not, if it wasn't bad enough, but like I was saying, they cannot, okay, the government is not supposed to just come in and take over the greedy pigs. But what's going to happen is that the pigs are getting in a position where they're going to end up coming up against the government flat out, because the public is going to start demanding some action. And you don't want the government taking over companies. You don't want the government taking over the private sector. That could turn out to be some very, very bad news. But the thing being, they're gonna force it, or either find some means to put these clowns in jail where they belong.
Well, something definitely has to give. I got someone else. They just tweeted and they said that they're gonna have to buy a bike. I agree. I said that too in the chat room. I'm gonna have to buy a bike to get from point A to point B and use pedal power, because gasoline is too high. It makes absolutely no sense. And it would be different if there was a shortage. But as a result of the gas prices increasing, all of our goods and services are going to go up. So we're going to not only hit it in the pocket from the pump, but we're going to hit it at the grocery store, everywhere we turn around, everything that we absolutely need and want, those prices are going to increase astronomically if we don't do something. So if you just joined us, right now, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. We want to hear from you. It doesn't matter what it is. If something's got your knickers in a knot and you want to get it off your chest, we want to hear about it. It could be the economy. It could be your job. It could be your trifling relatives. Whatever has gotten you upset, I want to hear about it. Again, that area code is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. So here's the thing. How are you surviving in this recession? How hard has it hit you? If you have been a victim of being downsized, what's going on with that? Is it hard for you all to find jobs now? So if that has gotten your knickers in a knot, if you don't think that that they are doing what they need to do in order to help these companies be able to recover so that they can hire more people, I want to hear from you about that too. 312, let me. I got a question for you. I just got another text message, and they want to know, what do you do when you have a situation at work where your manager is micromanaging everything but can't seem to get their work done and laying everything on you? That's their rant. They're upset with their management at the job, and it seems like they're doing all of the manager's work, and the manager wants to just sit there and tell everybody what to do and don't do anything at all but just sit on their butts. Well, that is a problem.
I would love to say, I guess I should make the statement, welcome to middle management and welcome to management, period. I will say, because I'm on the senior end of the management team, is that in order to get there, I've had the same experience. You must look at the philosophy, and like I continuously told my staff this, even in reference to when I was middle management. I get paid for a certain amount of hours for a certain job to be done. At one point in time, I was in the restaurant industry. I had a boss who did micromanage, and I had to go clean. Now, keep in mind, I am technically second command at a very huge name brand restaurant, full service. He had me out there cleaning up the parking lot, changing light bulbs, polishing furniture, and cleaning the toilet. Yes, we did.
And your management?
Yes. My staff looked at me like I was crazy. Because I got my overalls on, and I'm just as happy with my ladder and my water hose. And then he had me on the roof cleaning and scrubbing the roof and cleaning out the grease trap up on top of the roof, and they still looking at me like I'm crazy. And so they all got together. My boss, his boss, came and saw me cleaning up the parking lot, and I was sitting on the roof taking a break. And he looked up and said, "Why are you up there?" I said, "Well, you know," I said, the general manager told me that this is what he wanted me to do." He said, "Really?" I said, "Mm-hmm." He said, "Could you please come down?" I said, "No problem." I came down. He said, "Do me a favor, go home, and could you be back here at 8 o'clock in the morning?" "Oh, sure, no problem." I got in my car, came back the next day. My boss got fired. I got a promotion. And I was well on my way to senior management.
Well,
and so
congratulations on that.
Well, this is the one thing I will tell them. One, and I told them and will tell any of my staff continuously. I've always had a theory that I don't ask you to do anything that I have not done or will not do. Number two, you are getting paid to do a job. Those deadline, all of the related duties, keep that in mind. And realize this, somebody is looking and somebody does see. Don't think that they don't. You continuously do what you have been asked to do because you don't know who's seeing you. You don't know who's watching you. And bigger things can and will happen for the betterment because you did above and beyond what you were asked. Hang in there. You got to go home and, again, rant and rave or use this wonderful show. Please do so. Stay on track. That's the one thing I can say. And believe it or not, before too long, you can make that $75,000 a year job so easy because you stay true to your course.
Well, let me interrupt one second and say that if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Tonight is about Tough Talk Tuesday, time to get your rant and rave on. So if you'd like to join in the conversation, if you got something that's got your knickers in a knot, we want to hear about it. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I have a great rant. This is my rant. I've been holding on to it until now. So here's the thing. Why is it that you have these huge mega church pastors that are bagging on the pulpit when they know that it's a recession and telling these people that if they do not pay their tithes or offerings, that they are going to basically get kicked out of the church and do not and won't have any services provided for them? What the hell is that and how do they get off? That's my rant. Where do these televangelist pastors with these big, huge churches get off telling their parishioners that if they do not pay them, let's get it straight, if they don't pay them what they need or what they're begging for, then they're going to be basically ostracized from the church. So if you got any comments on my rant, give me a call. I want to hear from you. If you have your own rant, I want to hear that too. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. So I want to hear from you whether or not you're in the chat room, you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook. I want to hear from you. Or if you're hanging on the line, I want to hear from you. Again, that phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Area code 704, how are you this evening?
I'm good. It's Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, how are you? Did you hear my rant?
Yeah, I heard you.
What's your comment on these trifling pastors?
Well, I mean, you know, that's what happens when you get the poverty pimps and, you know, and their crew. People go to these places and they give their hard-earned money to support their lifestyle, and, you know, someone like Creflin Steal Your Dollar will, you know, hide behind U.S. tax rules. Because they had an interview, and he's very astute on the tax rules. He's very clear about, you know, not having to be transparent. You know, and you know, it's an abomination. It really is. You know, one of the things, you know, when we talk about why we're in the way, the shape we're in, you know, the Jewish people have yeshivas, and yeshivas, you know, they basically not only, you know, do they provide some structure, but they help, you know, their children get ahead by, you know, teaching them about math and science and filling the gaps that, you know, the school system doesn't, you know. So I mean, instead of going out and buying Bentleys and all stuff, they're investing in their youth. And that's the cue that, you know, that's, you know, if we don't do anything else, you know, if you look, I mean, because our story is not everyone else's story, but if we were to learn from any group of people, there's several groups of people we can learn from, one being the Chinese, the Japanese, you know, the Jews, And, you know, there's, and also, you know, Nigerians. You know, Nigerians are some of the Caribbean people. There's a lot we can learn from those groups of people, you know, and look at the way they operate, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, like it's an interesting fact, right? And they'll never advertise this right now. In this country, you know, 97% of the country's gross domestic product is debt. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, versus Nigeria is only 6% of their gross domestic product is debt. So you'll put your money into a U.S. Treasury bill that's going to pay you, what, 1% or 2%, where you can get debt from Nigeria for probably about 7% or 8%. And they actually have probably a better bond rating than we do. So, you know, like I said, we have to just open up our minds and look outside this country sometimes. You know, see what other people are doing. Because if not, we're just going to keep spiraling downward over and over and over again. But anyway.
I definitely agree with you on that. And we do need to start looking at what other people are doing so that we can try to improve or at least mimic what they're doing so that we can try to find some improvement in our lives. But it is a shame that, like you said, people who are in a better position are taking advantage of their parishioners. And these people really, really believe with all of their heart and on bending knee on everything that these people are saying to them. And I think that it's a shame that they are using their parishioners like that when these people are basically at their last. And some of them will give their last to their church, not knowing where their next meal is going to come from, because they're basing everything on false faith. Not that their faith is false, but that their pastors are taking full advantage of their faith and belief system, and it's not right.
Hey, Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah. What happens? You have to keep in mind the fact God created man, and man created religion. And we all know what man will do. Will corrupt himself. You put man in a position of power, and most men will corrupt themselves. But this is what has happened with these ministers. Now the scriptures tell us the shepherd shall be lean and the flock shall be fat. Now if the shepherd is not the minister and the flock is not the congregation, I would like to know what it is. So why is it that the flock is lean and the shepherd is fat?
Because they're out of line.
Right. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They aren't building people up. They aren't building up the community. They're just lying in their own pockets.
That is so true.
It's a money making game. That's all it is. It's just a money making game. The simplest thing in the world, that's the greatest business you can even think about doing. If you have some concept of the Bible, and you can figure out a different kind of on it, you can take it before some people. You can start out with just a handful of six people. And that five or six people can turn into 5,000 or 6,000.
That
if you got the right spin.
That is true. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday, and it's time to get your rant and rave on. If there is something that has gotten your knickers in a knot and you want to have a platform in which to rant it out, rave it out, we want to hear about it. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join me in the chat room. We have a rant coming from the chat room, and one of them is overly judgmental people on Facebook who are on their soapbox preaching what people say on social network sites because their posts are not deep enough for them sometimes. Don't read them. I understand that. I am so sick and tired of people preaching to me on Facebook. And half of them don't know what the heck they're talking about. So that is true. So if you feel like I do, then I would like to hear from you about that. If you're so tired of hearing the same garbage regurgitated over and over again on Facebook, then you have my vote on that too. Area code 347-884-9343. We got a few more minutes. So that you can have an opportunity to get your rant and rave on. I have a question for you, Thomas.
Yes.
What would you say, because I got somebody just emailed me earlier this week, and they said that what is being done about all of the banks after we bailed them out? Are there really anybody that's giving some true modification, or is that just another smoke and mirrors?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the bank. I mean, really, it does. I mean, the larger banks, you know, they got the issues going on with, you know, court cases, because there's been cases of fraud with some of the larger banks as far as the foreclosure proceedings. So, you know, I think one of the banks, they have almost 50,000 modifications in their queue. They're just sitting there, so... Some of them, they're trying to discourage people from doing the modifications, telling them it's going to take a year, and basically, which you're not supposed to discourage anyone from applying for something when you're a bank, technically. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, you may have to go to court and force them to show you the document that says that they own the note and go through that rigmarole. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just one of the biggest thefts in history. Because, see, now what's happening is, you know, there's a big money grab. I mean, you know, there's people who put down money, you know, and they're losing their homes, you know, because they lost their income. They put all this money down, and they don't have anything to fall back on, and they're losing their houses. And it's a shame. To me personally, you know, I tell people, you know, don't get emotionally tied up in the house, because there's nothing but, you know, sticks and wood, and at the end of the day, you can always get another one, you know. It's just one of those things that people become emotionally attached to, because, you know, it's memories and everything else. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's people who are just ruthless that make business decisions, and they'll, you know, the very wealthy will walk away from a house and don't think twice about it. They're strategically planning. The attorney will instruct them to go buy another house, make sure they meet all the lending guidelines, and they'll go ahead and walk away from the other house and be done with it. And they do it purposely. It happens all the time. The people who are making the highest incomes, those are ones of the biggest offenders now, because they're doing buying bails. Because, I mean, technically you can't really stop them. If they're making $30,000 a month and they bought a house that's underwater, but they can go afford another house that they could buy at a really good price, they don't care about going to foreclosure because they got money.
That's true.
And someone will be willing to make them a loan because they'll look at it like, oh, yeah, y'all understand why you did what you did. We'll go ahead and we'll make an exception on this loan for you. It won't be a loan. It won't be a traditional loan. But if they wanted to buy, you know, do something else, like, you know, on a commercial bank, they can go get a commercial loan, you know, if they got enough assets. So, you know, it's one of those, you know, another situation where, you know, the rich get the privileges and the poor get the shaft. So.
Yeah. And the poor is really, they are really getting the shaft, and that is unfortunate. That is really, really unfortunate. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We have a few more minutes so that you can get your rant and rave on Tough Talk Tuesday. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, area code 347-884-9343. I just got another text message, and they want to know, why is it, their rant is, they're so sick and tired of people disrespecting President Barack Obama. This crap has to stop. In no history have you ever known another president to have gone through as much as he has gone through since he has been president. And that's true. What are your comments on that, people that are on the phone? What are your comments about the fact that President Obama has been completely disrespected since he has taken office, actually before and since he has taken office?
It's just
why are we surprised? Yeah, why are we surprised about that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. I mean, I don't know. I think people, you know, sip too much of the Kool-Aid about this failed American experiment. You know, I probably come off as being this, you know, somewhat of a cynic, but it's just, it is what it is. The United States has proven itself over and over again that it is, you know, strictly about preserving, you know, what they consider to be the right way to do things, which means white male rule. That's what it's proven over, and that's essentially why the some of the decisions that have been made recently, like, for instance, a corporation has the ability to have all the rights of a person without any of the responsibility to contribute to political campaigns without caps on it. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. And who basically are running those corporations? White males.
That's true.
And so, that's just what it is. I mean, it's just nothing. It's not a point of. It's not even something that's up for debate. You know, the largest black bank in this country, I think, assets is under like $1 billion. Whereas the largest bank in the country has got over $1.5 trillion in assets. You can't. So while we make up 13% of the population, we don't have 13% of the assets and the wealth of the land. So I mean, it's just par for the course. I don't know why anyone expects anything different. So,
right.
And do you think that they have false expectations of what President Obama was supposed to be able to do?
We're politically immature. We don't understand the political process, and we don't understand, you know, where his powers as president really is, which he really doesn't have. He's basically been emasculated. I mean, he's in public. Just being objective about it, he's been totally emasculated, you know, by Congress. The people in Congress, you know, who were in the Democratic Party, who were in the South, the Blue Dog Democrats, they basically, you know, sold him up the river, you know, and they basically said, go fly kite, you know, you uppity Negro. And, you know, so what? You got the title, but you're still a Negro. So, with that being the case, you know, he can't remotely mention anything about helping black people directly, and that's what people don't get. They thought he was supposed to be like their man's on the block, like, yo, that's my man Barack. No, it doesn't work that way. He can't say, you know, for instance, if he came out with some legislation that said, you know, in light of all the years of persecution and disparate treatment that the United States has inflicted upon African Americans, I propose a bill that would allow, you know, African American children descent for at least, you know, the next 400 years, we've been 400 or 500 years. So let's say for the next, you know, 10 generations, the next 10 generations have guaranteed college tuition. And, you know, but he makes a provision that says, but they have to be in the following fields, you know, like in engineering, science, doctor, nurse, you know, they have to go into these careers in order to get the money to go to college for free. This country have a fit. They'll burn this country down.
That's right. And that would have been
even
a great restitution, but you're right, they would have a fit.
He would burn the White House down.
Exactly. It'll be the Black House.
Right. It's just like I was saying about the government taking over the oil industry. They can't do it. I mean, they could, but they won't, because it don't look good. It does not, and it's not because you got a black president. No president would want to step into that.
Right.
Well,
that's true.
It would change the whole structure of the country. Everything this country is supposed to be about, it would change it.
What were you going to say, Thomas, before we have a few seconds left?
Well, you know, what they'll try to paint is the picture of Hugo Chavez. Well, Hugo Chavez, you know, nationalized the resources of the country and, you know, the wealth is that of the people. And so, therefore, you know, he's been doing things to try to improve, you know, the situation there and get poverty down. I mean, could you imagine, you know, having oil revenue, you know, coming back into the coffers? Oh, and they're making record profits. I mean, as an industry, they're making, $25 billion a quarter. You know what that could do?
Right.
And if we cut down on military spending, well, you know what I mean? They're talking about we spend $500 billion a year on military, but we can't spend, find a way to spend $200 billion a year to modernize all the classrooms and pay teachers more, you know.
And you're right. That is a problem. So I want to tell you all we had a great show. Thank you so much for joining me for Tough Talk Tuesday, where you got a chance to get your rant and rave on. I want you all to join me tomorrow so that we can have some great discussion again. And also, Tough Talk Tuesday is every Tuesday at 10 p.m. So, again, if you want to tell a friend or you want to join me next time, I look forward to seeing you all and sharing in our conversation. But I'm going to say good night to all of you all. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Nope.